Thanks and welcome everybody to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on your favorite local radio station. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Sandhills and discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. How about the Valentine National Wildlife Refuge? It's located south of Valentine, one of the Great Plains' top 50 ecotourism sites, designated a Nebraska Important Bird Area with home to over 270 species of birds. No overnight camping, but you can check out more at visitvalentine.org.
Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. And you know why? Because they're the trusted source for all things agriculture. They have updates in the industry. They have the latest news. They have markets. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. They're dedicated to making your life simpler and more prosperous. Visit TSLN.com to find out more. Tri-State Livestock News.
What are you going to share with us today?
A baby's hug. We were the only family with children in the restaurant. I sat Eric in a high chair and noticed everyone was quietly sitting and talking. Suddenly, Eric squealed with glee and said, "Hi." He pounded his fat baby hands on the high chair tray. His eyes were crinkled in laughter and his mouth was bared in a toothless grin as he wiggled and giggled with merriment. I looked around and saw the source of his merriment. It was a man whose pants were baggy with a zipper at half-mast, and his toes poked out of would-be shoes. His shirt was dirty and his hair was uncombed and unwashed. His whiskers were too short to be called a beard, and his nose was so varicose it looked like a road map. We were too far from him to smell, but I was sure he smelled. His hands waved and flapped on loose wrists. "Hi there, baby. Hi there, big boy. I see you, Buster," the man said to Eric. My husband and I exchanged looks. What do we do? Eric continued to laugh and answer, "Hi." Everyone in the restaurant noticed and looked at us and then at the man. The old geezer was creating a nuisance with my beautiful baby. Our meal came and the man began shouting from across the room, "Do you patty cake? Do you know peekaboo? Hey, look, he knows peekaboo." Nobody thought the old man was cute. He was obviously drunk. My husband and I were embarrassed. We ate in silence, all except for Eric, who was running through his repertoire for the admiring Skid Row bum, who in turn reciprocated with his cute comments. We finally got through the meal and headed for the door. My husband went to pay the check and told me to meet him in the parking lot. The old man sat poised between me and the door. "Lord, just let me out of here before he speaks to me or Eric," I prayed. As I drew closer to the man, I turned my back, trying to sidestep him and avoid any air he might be breathing. As I did, Eric leaned over my arm, reaching with both arms in a baby pick-me-up position. Before I could stop him, Eric had propelled himself from my arms to the man. Suddenly, a very old, smelly man and a very young baby consummated their love and kinship. Eric, in an act of total trust, love, and submission, laid his tiny head upon the man's ragged shoulder. The man's eyes closed, and I saw tears hover beneath his lashes. His aged hands, full of grime, pain, and hard labor, cradled my baby's bottom and stroked his back. No two beings have ever loved so deeply for so short a time. I stood awestruck. The old man rocked and cradled Eric in his arms, and his eyes opened and set squarely on mine. He said in a firm, commanding voice, "You take care of this, baby." Somehow I managed, "I will," from a throat that contained a stone. He pried Eric from his chest, lovingly and longingly, as though he were in pain. I received my baby, and the man said, "God bless you, ma'am. You've given me my Christmas present." I said nothing more than a muttered thanks. With Eric in my arms, I ran for the car. My husband was wondering why I was crying and holding Eric so tightly and why I was saying, "My God, forgive me." I had just witnessed Christ's love shown through the innocence of a tiny child who saw no sin, who made no judgment, a child who saw a soul and a mother who saw a suit of clothes. I was a Christian who was blind, holding a child who was not. I felt it was God asking, "Are you willing to share your son for a moment when he shared his for all eternity?" How did God feel when he put his baby in our arms 2,000 years ago? The ragged old man unwittingly had reminded me to enter the kingdom of God, we must become as little children. Sometimes it takes a child to remind us of what is really important. We must always remember who we are, where we came from, and most importantly, how we feel about others. The clothes on your back or the car that you drive or the house that you live in does not define you at all. It is how you treat your fellow man that identifies who you are.
And that's the good stuff.